Greetings, Mom Cynthia. I'd like to greet you and all your listeners in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for inviting me today to this conversation about mental health and teenagers. It is currently one of the most serious topics or social problems that we are having as a community, as I am a social worker that deals with children and teenagers. The mental health or mental illness is something that is affecting our community at large these days. Maybe to get into your questions that you had asked me about what causes teenagers' mental illnesses. Maybe first to just explain even the term of mental illness. Mental illness specifically to teenagers or anybody in general, but we are today speaking, focusing more on teenagers, is the condition involving a person or a teenager's emotions and behavior. Their state of mental health or mental illness will something that is reflected in their emotions and in their behavior. Teenagers are known a lot in terms of having emotions that are all over the place and having behavior that is sometimes uncontrollable. So all those behaviors and emotions stem from their state of mental health or their state of mental illness. So when basically we're talking about mental health, is that is what we are talking about when it comes to teenagers and mental illnesses. And to the next question on what does mental health do to teenagers? When it comes to teenagers and mental health and what it does to them, the question would be, how does it affect them? It will be in terms of, if a teenager's mental health situation is not in a good state of mind, you can see it being visible in terms of they will have extreme mood swings and mood changes. Teenagers will have extreme mood swings and sometimes even have low mood swings, or you'll find that the teenager will become withdrawn and won't want to socialize with other people, won't want to socialize with friends or even the family inside the house. They are always isolated and they are always angry, not happy, if I could say that. And maybe sometimes it will come to effect where they are not even sleeping properly at night. And when it comes to most teenagers, they also be affected in terms of having suicidal thoughts. We have found that most teenagers will consider or have these suicidal thoughts because of their mental health state of mind. And then in terms of what are the common mental health issues that teenagers would experience, is normally for teenagers, it will be things such as anxiety, depression, social phobia, and as I mentioned earlier on, suicidal thoughts. They will have a lot of suicidal thoughts if their mental health is not in a good state. So those are the most common things that teenagers will experience in terms of their mental health. And then the difference between mental health and mental illness, I would like to differentiate between the two things. Mental health is normally temporary feelings like anxiety, feelings which are temporary that a teenager is experiencing, something that maybe down the line will pass off or they will grow out from. So those things are linked to mental health because it is something that refers to any state of a person's mental mind or a teenager's mental mind or their emotional state at the time or their mental state at the time, their well-being at that specific time. And largely when it comes to mental health, as I said, it's something that is temporary. It's temporal. And then when it comes to mental illness is normally when a person or a teenager has been diagnosed by a doctor or a clinical psychologist or anybody who's a professional, being diagnosed that, no, this person has a serious level or severe depression. The depression is not something that is normal or temporal. It's something that is severe and is affecting that teenager deeply. So mental illness is something that has to be diagnosed by a professional versus mental health, where it's something that is something temporary and it is can change when a situation also changes. And in terms of the last questions, if I may answer that, how can parents help? Parents, I think we spoke about this, Mom Cynthia, about in the last interview, that parents should start conversations with their children. You need to pay attention to your child. You need to if the child, you can see a child is withdrawn, or your child has low energy or has mood swings, you need to speak to your child. You need to start conversations. Try and figure out where their mental health is or their state of mind is. And in cases whereby as a parent you feel that maybe you cannot speak to your child, there are options available whereby we have social workers. We have social workers who specialize in mental health of people and teenagers. So you can also take a child to see a social worker. If the social worker that you go to does not specialize in mental health, they will give you a referral letter to go to a mental health organization that will be able to cater for your child. Their counseling or their programs are specified for the mental health of a child or a teenager. So you can take children to places such as social workers who can help children, or even psychologists who can help children, because firstly, they need to determine whether what they're going through is a mental health issue, which is temporal, or it has become a mental illness, which is chronic. So all those things need to be assessed and checked. But as parents, we need to talk to our children. We need to create that emotional connection with our children, because some of these mental issues that they have and suicidal thoughts come from being neglected emotionally and not having that bond with their parents or maybe family. So we can take our children to professionals, but we can also start conversations, create good relationships and healthy relationships with our children that also play a huge role in them being emotionally well and mentally well as people, so that we have healthy teenagers who are emotionally well and teenagers who are mentally well and that can speak and cope. Because most of the times when it comes to this point of saying that a person has a mental issue or a mental health issue or a mental illness, it is because you find that they are mentally they are not coping. When somebody cannot cope mentally, then it becomes a problem. Then it becomes a need where they need to see somebody professional, or they might need counseling. So all those things are things that parents can do. And as I said, building that relationship and that foundation so that you understand your child's behavior, your child's emotion, and your child's mentally. So I think those are the things that parents could consider. And as I said, but mainly if they need help, they must know that there are organizations, there are social workers there to also assist if they feel that they cannot manage a teenager that is experiencing mental health issues or experiencing mental illness. Thank you very much.